It's been 3 weeks since the Department of Corrections announced 5 prisons were being considered for closure. State Correctional Institutions Pittsburgh and Mercer in the western part of the state, and Waymart, Retreat, and Frackville in the east. More than 2,500 prisoners will be relocated to other prisons throughout the state. Over the last 2 years, the state's inmate population dropped by nearly 1,600 people. That reduction allows the Department of Corrections to reshuffle inmates and shutter prisons. Jason Bloom is apprehensive. He's president of the Pennsylvania State Corrections Officers Association. He says the 2 closures will dangerously stretch prison capacity, as well as correction officers' ability to do their jobs.
You can't continue to shove inmates or stack them like cordwood, as I have said, into institutions that are already overpopulation. It's a powder keg, and you're just walking around with a lit cigarette.
Corrections Secretary John Wetzel said at a recent hearing in the Pennsylvania Senate, the remaining prisons will operate at 109% capacity. He said it's not ideal, but his department estimates it can save between $80 and $90 million. This year, the state faces a $600 million budget gap. Next year, that number is $1.7 billion. Democratic State Senator John Udichek represents Luzerne County, where the Retreat prison is located. He says the numbers don't add up.
All of the personnel costs, all of the inmate care costs, are transferred to another prison. You're not going to see tens of millions of dollars being saved. As a matter of fact, you're going to see overtime budgets go up. That's exactly what happened when they closed 2 prisons down in 2013. The overtime budget spiked to $90 million.
DOC says the 800 staff affected by the 2 closures will have the opportunity to work at another state facility. But communities worry their economies will be hard hit. The Frackville prison is the second largest employer in Schuylkill County. Beyond possibly losing their corrections officers and their income tax, secondary businesses could be affected, from restaurants and gas stations to real estate. At a recent community meeting, real estate agent Helen Miernicki says just the rumors the prison might close affected her business.
Matter of fact, I was just out 2 weeks ago showing a prospect of an employee housing, and he decided not to buy because not knowing if he would have a job.
Secretary Wetzel says the department hopes to find a new use for the closed prisons. The buildings are hard to sell, but Wetzel says if the federal government decided to house federal inmates at those prisons, money could continue to flow to nearby communities. Joel Dixon says closing a prison is hard on everyone. Dixon is the former superintendent of the Pittsburgh prison, which was mothballed in 2005 before reopening in 2007.
Well, it was pretty traumatic across the board for not only the staff, but the inmates and families of the staff and the inmates.
The Pittsburgh facility is one of a few prisons that offers inmates specialized mental health and addiction programs and also has a veterans unit. Dixon worries about disrupting those programs. He thinks the state could save money by downsizing the facility rather than closing it. Prisons don't just lock people in their cells, he says. They prepare inmates to re-enter society.
Certainly, the citizenry should be concerned about their tax dollars, but some tax dollars are well spent. More than 90% of these folks are going to come back to live in your neighborhood.
Secretary Wetzel says closing a prison is not something he and his staff take lightly, but the reality of the budget means they have to make tough choices. Margaret J. Krause, Keystone Crossroads.